Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. We'd like to ask a question about your family. Would you say they're hard to please at dinner time? Well, if they are, here's a tip for you. You can have a successful meal anytime when you serve Kroger quality beef. Yes, just serve Kroger quality beef, and you'll find your meal has plenty of eye appeal and taste appeal for that family of yours. And when you visit your nearest Kroger store and buy Kroger quality beef, buy it with confidence, for it's the very best beef you can get right now. It's delicious, it's tender, it's juicy, and it's bound to be a wonderful treat for you and your family. Watch how delighted your folks are when they see what's on the menu, for beef is almost everybody's favorite meat. Yes, lady, you can be sure of delighting everybody when you serve your family's favorite cut of Kroger quality beef. Visit your Kroger store, step up to the counter, and ask for Kroger quality beef the way you like it best. And remember this, Kroger quality beef is the best beef you can get right now. Buy Kroger quality beef with confidence at your neighborhood Kroger store. And now, Hearts in Harmony.
Because Carrie Carlton has learned from Madeline Dodge that Freddie Lang took $2,000 of her money and that he has a previous police record, she is demanded to see him. As Freddie prepares to pay her a visit, Penny says...
Freddie! Freddie!
Yeah, Gibbsy?
Are you leaving now?
Yeah, I'm going along now. Might as well get it over with. Oh, hi, Mr. Keith.
Hello, Freddie. Worried?
Yeah, you bet I am.
Well, I suppose it's smart to go up there expecting the worst.
Oh, I have a feeling it may not be as bad as you think, Freddie.
Thanks, Gibbsy. But I got a feeling that it's going to be worse than I figure.
Oh, it won't be that, Freddie. It can't be worse than you're thinking.
She can shoot me.
Oh, I'm glad you can laugh about it.
Well, that wasn't supposed to be funny, Gibbsy. I meant that. Well, here goes. Guess
I might
as well
go. Wait a minute, Freddie. Wait a minute.
What for?
Look, before you go to see Mrs. Carlton, we want you to know something.
Yeah, what?
Well, Freddie, we want you to know that we don't blame you for what you did. But we admit it was rather foolish. I think you'll admit that yourself, won't you?
Yeah, I sure will, Mr. Keith. Just about the dumbest thing I ever did in my life.
Well, we all make mistakes, Freddie.
Not like I make them, Gibbsy.
Oh, I have an idea we've all made much worse mistakes, Freddie. Only we were lucky enough not to get caught before we straightened them out.
Well, guess if I'd have had a couple of months to get that dough back, nobody would have missed it.
That's what we mean, Freddie. And we recognize why you took the money.
But we don't condone what you did, Freddie. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure, I know what you mean, Mr. Keith. I stole that money, and it's got to be called stealing.
If Mrs. Carlton prefers to call it stealing.
Which is just what she's going to call it, now that Madeline shot off her pretty mouth.
Well, I think that is what Mrs. Carlton's going to call it, Freddie, and because Madeline's told her about your past.
Boy, with the past I've had, I just ain't going to have no future, am I?
Oh, yes, you will, Freddie. What Johnny and I want you to know is that no matter what happens, we're on your side. We intend to give you all the help we possibly can.
Thanks, Gibbsy. And thank you, Mr. Keith.
Well, you don't have to thank us, Freddie. You deserve any help we can give.
You deserve more than what we can give you, Freddie, but... Well, all we can do is the best we can.
Sure. You didn't have to tell me all this. I know what kind of folks you are. You'll stick by me. I know why, too. I've sort of been on a level with you ever since you knocked a little sense into me, and I know now that if you're on the level with a guy, then the guy's going to be on the level with you, too. Simple sort of lesson, ain't it? Should have known a long time ago. But I don't learn so fast.
But you have learned it, Freddie. And that's the important thing.
Yeah. A little late, though.
No, Freddie. Don't let this get you down. We may all be over-pessimistic about this thing. It may not be what we think at all.
No, but old Lady Carlton sure ain't inviting me up there to balance no cup of tea with her.
No, it's obviously about the money.
Well, it may be just to tell you more about how you have to pay it back. Maybe she wants you to sign something.
Yeah, sure. A confession that I swiped the dough from her, and will I admit it on the stand?
Well, maybe you'll be pleasantly surprised.
I'll be surprised if there ain't 50 cops waiting for me when I get there.
Look, Freddie, doesn't it seem strange that if she wanted to have you arrested, she didn't send the police here?
Well, no, I can see why she didn't do that, Gibbsy. You see, she likes you. You're working for her, and you're doing a good job. And she didn't want any cops swarming around your place.
Oh. I didn't think of that angle.
And then, too, maybe the old dame didn't want me arrested out at the farm because of old man Williams and Nora. After all, they didn't swipe the dough, I did.
Well, whatever the reason, it's still strange. And it gives me hope that maybe everything will be all right.
Well, thanks for the hopes, anyway. I'll take them along with me.
We'll both be hoping for you, Freddy. And remember what we told you. No matter what happens, you know you have some people on your side.
Yeah, sure. I ain't never going to forget that, Mr. Keith.
It should make seeing her a lot easier.
Well, I guess it does, Gibbsy. But putting it off is making it tougher. Guess I'll go out and see her now. Well, I'll see you.
Will you let us know what happens right away, Freddy?
Yeah, sure I will. I'll come right back here.
Well, look, why don't
hey,
you...
Hey, look, what am I talking about, coming right back here? You know, maybe when I leave old Lady Carlton's joint, I'll be with an escort that's somewhere else.
Oh, I hope not.
Yeah. Yeah, I do, too, but
well, look,
I guess
let's leave it this way, Freddy. If you can, phone us as soon as you leave Mrs. Carlton's.
Okay, I'll do that, Mr. Keith. But if I call from the police station, just hang up and pretend that you never even knew me, will you? You know, you're both of you really swell, and I bet that both of you wish I never came to Rossville, though. I know a lot of times I wish I never had.
Nora, where are you?
Shh. Shh, Miss Gibbs, the baby just fell asleep.
Oh, you're in the nursery, hmm?
Finally got Valerie to sleep.
Uh-huh. Oh, but Cricket, it took a long time to do it. Isn't she just super, though?
Oh, she's a precious little baby.
Yeah.
I guess we'd better tiptoe out and try not to wake her.
Oh, I think she'll sleep a long time, though. I hope.
I hope so, too. Maybe we better close the door.
I'll close it.
All right.
Ah, here.
I'm going to be upstairs for a while. I'll hear her if she cries.
I don't think she'll cry.
You hope.
Yes. Oh, has Freddy gone to see Mrs. Carlton?
Yes, he left just a little while ago.
Oh, Crickets, I wonder what's going to happen.
No way of knowing, Nora. Guessing only makes me more nervous.
Dolly, me too. But think how poor Freddy must feel.
He feels awful. I've never seen him so low.
He's just miserable, isn't he? Is it going to mean jail for him, Miss Gibbs?
I don't know, Nora. All I can do is hope not.
If Mrs. Carlton is as nice as you say, how can she send him to jail?
Well, she may feel she has to, Nora. It isn't as if this were Freddy's first offense. He's stolen before. Maybe Mrs. Carlton thinks he shouldn't get away with it this time. There's a guard against him doing the same thing again in the future.
Well, she just can't send Freddy away.
Well, she hasn't yet, darling, so don't think about it. It only makes you more miserable. Look, Mr. Keith is downstairs. Why don't you go down and entertain him while I'm dressing?
Oh, Crickets, Miss Gibbs, I don't feel very entertaining today.
Well, why don't you just go downstairs and sit and talk to him? It'll make you feel a lot better.
Does he feel badly about Freddy, too?
He thinks a great deal of Freddy, just as we all do. Now go on down and talk to him.
All right. Call me if the baby cries.
Yes, I will. And tell Mr. Keith I'll be down in a few minutes, will you?
Yes, Miss Gibbs, I'll tell him. Oh, hello, Mr. Keith.
Oh, hello, Nora. How's the most beautiful girl in Rossville?
I don't know. I don't know her.
Oh, you don't? Well, let me introduce you to yourself. Miss Williams. Meet Miss Williams.
You're silly, Mr. Keith.
Well, I made you laugh, didn't I?
I'm sorry if I came downstairs with a sour face. I just couldn't help it.
Well, we're all upset about Freddy, Nora. We're all worried about him, thinking about him. But we're all ready to help him, too.
I want to help him, but I can't.
Of course you can.
Well, how? Crickets, what can I do? I'm only 17.
Well, there's nothing wrong with being 17. You usually feel pretty much grown up.
Yes, I guess I do, but when it comes to knowing what to do about things, I realize how ungrown up 17 is.
Well, that depends on the person, Nora. And you're grown up, believe me.
Am I really, Mr. Keith?
Mm-hmm, I think you are.
Do you think Freddy does?
Well, I don't know. I've never asked him.
Oh, will you sometime, Mr. Keith? Will you please, huh?
Well, what do you want to know for?
Well, I want to know if he thinks of me as a child or as a woman.
Oh, I see.
I want him to think of me as a woman the way you think of Miss Gibbs.
Oh, do you know the way I think of Miss Gibbs?
Oh, yes.
Oh, you're sure, are you, young lady?
Oh, I said something wrong, didn't I?
Well, what makes you think you did?
You call me young lady. Daddy always scolds me by calling me young lady. I mean, when he's scolding me, he calls me young lady.
Well, you are very much a young lady, or a young woman, if you prefer, and a very wise young woman, too.
Am I? Do men mind if women are wise?
Well, some of them do, but a smart man doesn't.
Well, why not?
Well, it boosts a man's ego to be admired by a woman he cares for.
Uh-huh.
You You see, there's no triumph for a man to win the affections of someone for whom he has no respect.
Oh.
If a woman's wise and falls in love with a man, that man has a pretty good right to feel that he must have something.
Miss Gibbs is very wise.
Yes, yes, she is.
And she likes you very much.
Well, I hope she does, Nora. You know, I think the world of her.
Are you in love, Mr. Keith?
Well, I...
Oh, Crickets, I know it wasn't right to ask you that. I'm sorry.
Well, it's all right, Nora. I think you know the answer. It's no secret.
Oh, you do love her, I know. Oh, golly, it must be wonderful to be in love.
Well, you should know.
Am I in love with Freddie?
Well, you may be, Nora. You have a few of the symptoms.
They show? Oh, Cricket.
You have that glow on your face when you look at him and that lift in your voice when you speak to him. Yes, you're very, very lucky, Nora. Very lucky to be 17 and in love.
I feel lucky, Mr. Keith. And warm and glowy inside as if I won a wonderful prize or as if I were a little girl with a brand new doll. Do you feel that way about being in love, too?
Well, not exactly, Nora. You see, when I was a kid, I went in more for puppy dogs than dolls. And about the only prize I ever won was a bar of candy from the gang for drawing the worst picture of my third-grade teacher. But I know what you meant, just the same.
Then we're both in love.
Well, I'd say so, wouldn't you?
Well, I don't know. I've never felt this way before. I thought I was in love once with Skinny Barnes.
Oh.
But we were only 15 then, and, oh, he was such a kid. There wasn't any glow. No, I just couldn't ever get a glow over Skinny.
I guess Skinny just wasn't your type, Nora.
But Freddie is, isn't he?
Well, Freddie's not a type, Nora. He's an individual. There's no carbon copy of Mr. Freddie Lang. He's...
Oh, hey, excuse me, there's a phone.
Maybe Freddie, he promised to call.
Freddie, do you think he's seen Mrs. Carlton already?
Well, he's had plenty of time.
Oh, Crickets, I'm afraid to answer it.
Well, frankly, so am I.
Let's get Miss Gibbs to answer it then.
Yes, that's a good idea.
Miss Gibbs? Miss Gibbs? It's the telephone. Will you answer it, please? It may be Freddie. It may be Freddie.
Is it Freddie on the phone? And if it is, what will he have to say about his meeting with Mrs. Carlton? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Lady, did you know this? Did you know that Kroger quality beef is the best beef that's available on today's market? Yes, you can buy this beef with confidence that it'll be deliciously tender and brimming with flavorful rich juices. Get some and then wait until that family of yours comes home and the aroma of superbly cooked Kroger quality beef greets them. Just watch their faces light up. Just watch the glowy mood it puts them in. Yes, Kroger quality beef can make your dinner a meal that's sure to please every member of the family. So don't delay. Visit your Kroger store and get deliciously tender, juicy Kroger quality beef. Remember, Kroger quality beef is beef you can buy with confidence because it's the very best beef you can buy today. Get Kroger quality beef at your Kroger store soon. Now your local announcer.